Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. This is the great show with the latest galactic news. 3 times a week, once a week on BBS Radio and 2 times a week on Finding Voices Radio on Sunday and Monday. And today we have a live show with my friend. I can call him my friend in the time between that I have had contact with him. His name is Kundera. Welcome, Kundera.
Thank you.
And for the record, for the listeners to know, the topic of today is chakra removal and kundalini removal. And as far as I know, Kundera is the only one who can, who has the wings, because we had an interview last week about the wings that you have, that you can remove entities and implants by people. But you also have the ability to remove the chakra system, which is, of course, a program. And actually, in the time we live in right now, we don't want any programming anymore, don't we?
I agree. The artificial or external programs or acts as a limitation on us. And we are working to remove as many limitations as possible so that we can express our full and true essence, our greater presence.
Yes, and to develop and use our full potential as human beings, because our potential is much broader and larger. Our abilities are much greater than we can dream of right now.
I agree. It also, our limitations impede our sovereignty and can impede our free will by having these external programs imposed upon us.
By religions and by things that happened in the past, we can now start to create a new world with a blank idea of that anything is possible, actually, and without limitations. We are true sovereign beings, and we can achieve anything. The sky's the limit. Well, there is actually no limit. And I hear your wife laughing, she might be on the show tonight if she wants, and because her name has to be kept secret for security reasons. But if you have anything to say, you can do that, and don't be ashamed, because I love to hear your knowledge and your wisdom. It's amazing what your abilities are, and both of you, by the way.
Thank you. She helps me on all of the implant removals and personal cleanings and on all of the chakra removals that we do. She is there, right there, co-creating the experience and helping with the process.
Yes. So, to speak about my experience just a couple of hours ago with the chakra removal, actually I felt that a part of my body, my upper part of the body, was feeling different from my lower part once you started to remove the upper chakras. And that was quite an amazing experience, I must share with the listeners. And also, we encountered, and you have experienced this, is that the Kundalini removal is a bit more intense than the chakra removal.
It can be. It really depends upon what we encounter along the way. Some people, the chakra removal goes very smoothly and very easily, and there's no additional implants before, or the chakras need to, you know, get removed, or implants between the chakra removal and the Kundalini removal. With other people, they have more additional implants in place to keep the chakras in place, to keep the Kundalini in place. There's these additional implants. And with these implants, and also with the chakras and Kundalini, there are entities that support and maintain them. So in some cases, the Kundalini system can be a little bit more problematic because the entities that support and maintain them are may be a little bit more fierce in their protection of that system.
Yeah. Why don't we go a bit deeper and talk a bit about the background of chakra and Kundalini removal? And for example, what the benefits are in the long term? And can you maybe explain, Kundra, why it would be beneficial to have your chakra programming removed?
Certainly. Well, I feel better when I found out that I no longer had chakras.
Mm-hmm.
My ability to run energy was greater. I could run a lot more energy without having the blockages in my system. And I need to be able to run a lot of energies through my system with my wings in the work that I've been doing for the mm-hmm. planet, for with people. And prior to that, prior to my chakra, I occasionally blew some chakras out to where they needed to be replaced. And they are replaceable, they are modular, and I could feel when, you know, very palpably feel the chakra. Like in one case, my neck chakra, it when it got blown out, it felt like the energy wasn't running in my neck at all. And rather than it being blocked, it was kind of broken. And then when I asked for my upper dimensional medical assistance person to replace it, I could feel it being replaced. And then when it was back online, everything, all the energy was running just fine again. So that's with the chakra. If I still had chakras at this point, I wouldn't be able to do the work I'm doing. I just run way too much energy. And also the sensitivity is greater in the energy with what I can feel and sense when I am working with people with my wings. I can sense the chakras in people, I can sense implants in people, and I can sense the stagnant or negative dark energies in people with my wings, and I wasn't able to do chakras. So that's my personal experience. Other people also experience being able to express much greater energy from their own spirit and higher self, the ability to handle higher frequencies. Other people have expressed a feeling of having a more direct connection with their higher self, given that there's no chakras in the middle, so they have that direct connection. Other people, a lot of people share that they experience greater clarity in their lives, greater clarity of thinking. Some people experience their psychic abilities begin to unfold and develop more rapidly. These are just some of the experiences people have in the long term, and also, you know, just this idea that many people have spent a lot of time and effort and energy to keep their chakras balanced and to keep blockages removed from their chakras. Well, you know, people no longer need to do that when they don't have those chakras in place.
Right. And also, the whole chakra system can direct energy that is flowing through your body and your light body into a loop system. And a loop system is a closed system. And the energy can run around and won't change. And when the chakra system is removed, this loop is also removed. And you can, as I understand, receive more source energy. Is that correct?
That's what my experience has been.
Yeah.
Another advantage of the dissolving of the chakras is a reduction in interference from outside energies, like from energetic cords from people or from dark entities, you know, attacking us. There is when our energy fields are stronger, and I, in my experience, without the chakras, my energy field and other people's energy fields become stronger. That helps to reduce external interference from non-physical etheric entities.
Yes. And
attacks and psychic attacks.
Mm-hmm. I think those arguments, if you are interested to have your chakras removed, you can go to Kundaran's website. One of the websites, especially for the chakra removal, is chakraremoval.com, correct?
Yes, chakraremoval.com. Or they can just Google chakra removal, and we're popping up on top these days.
Yeah. I must say that it just happened an hour ago, but I already feel a calmness, a clarity. Well, I will tell you next week or Sunday or Monday on the radio show what the effects are in the long term. But it has been an amazing experience.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Now, I have not always had this ability, nor did I know it was even possible prior to in March, my wings had just received an upgrade from Sanat Kumara, and I didn't understand, you know, what the new capabilities were or why I had just received an upgrade. I just knew that I had just received an upgrade to my wings. And a few minutes after I had come back to consciousness after my upgrade, I received an email from a friend that I had recently been working with. And she had asked me my opinion about an article, and the article was The Secret Behind the Chakras, which had been posted by Quilipelli on his website. And so I started to read that article, and I said, it was about chakras and removing them. And I said to my wife, honey, you got to hear this. And so I started reading her the article, and we both really resonated with what it was saying. It's like, wow, this is really interesting. I wonder what this is all about. And then I was told by my guides that I now had the ability to remove chakras. So the idea that it was possible came in that article, and then I was told that with that recent upgrade of my wings, I now had that ability to remove implants and chakras.
And that's a beautiful synchronicity, isn't it?
Well, yeah. That's for me. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. But it was also, I mean, it wasn't, at the time, I didn't feel good about that. I didn't want the ability to remove chakras, actually. But I held my wife's hand because she was experiencing some distress at that time. And she had asked, you know, to hold my hand, and I held her hand for a while, and then her chakras got removed. Apparently, they were already in the process of getting removed, but it wasn't going well or smoothly, and she was experiencing some distress, and I held her hand, and after about how long? About half an hour later, the rest got dissolved from my energy. So she was the first person whose chakras I dissolved. So that's our dog in the background.
Yeah.
As I was about to say, I didn't really like the idea that I was being given the this ability, because, you know, I know it or knew at that point what chakras mean to people, and that I had never heard of anybody else doing it. And I knew it was a pretty radical concept, and I didn't really want to be associated with something so radical, something so controversial. I tend to be more of an introvert and try to avoid controversy as much as possible. Mm-hmm. But I had to, you know, follow my guidance, follow my understanding about what just happened to me. I mean, that's just the way I operate my life. That's my process in terms of following my own guidance, my own higher self, even if it leads me into territory that is uncomfortable. And check it out. At least I should get some verification. I should, you know, so I spent quite a bit of time researching on the internet about this concept of the ability to, or, you know, that some people had been removing their own chakras. And then I had to try it out on some other people and see what they felt and what, you know, what they saw with their chakras and, you know, if they actually saw them going away or not. And I did. So the next person, well, we also talked to some friends of ours, but the first friend of ours that I did it on, sure enough, you know, this is a very sensitive, intuitive person who used the chakras in her psychic readings, and she said, yes, indeed, I had removed her chakras. So, you know, that gave me a little bit more confidence. And then we talked to another friend of ours who we've known quite a long time and we really trust her judgment, and we asked her about this whole idea, and she said, yes, of course. You know, the chakras aren't needed. And we says, well, what about you and your chakras? I don't have any chakras anymore. And she hadn't had any chakras of her own for quite a while. They had just sort of dissolved on their own, I guess, over a period of time through her own energy or lack of use.
Mm-hmm.
And we've met a number of people that way who either didn't have any chakras already or only had a few of their chakras, like maybe only had five of the major seven embodied chakras left, or missing, you know, three of them. We've discovered, you know, a lot of different situations in people we've met.
Yeah, that's so amazing. Because the whole idea is, I think, new for light workers. So, Kundra, could you please sum up some arguments why the removal of the chakra system and the Kundalini would be beneficial? Some more.
Well, our view of the chakra, they limit the amount or type of energy. So they function like valves, and we have the energy coming into us from our central core, and then it gets split up and segregated into different functions, and it gets modulated into different valves. And so these chakras are like different valves with different colors and different functions and different features. But as just like a water spigot or a water valve, there's only so much water that can come out that spigot and that valve. And you're gonna, and so these chakras are going to put in a particular type of water, right? Because they're going to break the frequency down into the, you know, the seven different types of frequencies, and then they're going to reduce it. And then they also create, because of their shape and function, they also create an easy way for other people or other beings and non-physical beings to attach energy cords to it, so they can suck that type of energy that they're looking for from you. If they're looking for the type of power they see in you, they may attach an energy cord to your power chakra. If they're, you know, really like your ability to speak and articulate, they will attach a cord to your throat chakra. Without the chakras, our energy functions more as a unified field of light that is like a white light that has all the frequencies or a higher frequency, all of the colors together, all of the functions together, and we can express without those limitations more fully. Some people ask, you know, well, I've been, you know, using my chakras for this way or that way, and I can, you know, use them in different ways to sense different types of energies or to perceive things. And they're concerned that without their chakras, they will no longer be able to perceive psychically through in the way that they do through their chakras. But my experience has been with other people that that's not the case. And that mm-hmm. that people who have already those various perceptual abilities that they get through their chakras actually can continue to perceive, but it is different. They don't lose the ability. It just changes how they are able to perceive, but they don't lose that ability.
Yeah. I was just wondering, now that this information is new to the lightworkers community, how this is going to affect the future of also the liberation of the planet?
You know, I think that there are people who will not need to have their chakras removed. And it is a new idea, actually. Silas has been talking about it. There are some other people who I had researched that are, you know, I've been talking about it quite a bit. Carla Fox, in her blog, she had found out about it, I guess, first from George Covasilis, and then she removed her chakras, and she, you know, taught some people how to remove their own chakras. So, yes, it may begin to change there are people on various forums talking about it. And some people really don't want to have anything to do with it. Some people have a very negative reaction to the idea, and believe that it's just, you know, it's just total nonsense, pure nonsense, and that's okay. I'm not here to convince anybody of anything. I don't believe it's for everybody. If this resonates for you with your higher self, then it's for you. There are a lot of different types of souls here, from different soul families, from different species, and I'm sure that people in some types of soul families and types of, you know, groups of people, but not everyone. And there are times, you know, some people like myself and other people I've met who are ready for another step, you know, or the next step for them in their evolution, and that the chakras dissolving them is their next step in their own evolution. And I think it's just a broader view of what's possible, so that we don't have to keep ourselves limited in certain of these religious understandings of how the energy body is structured.
Yes, because the whole structure of the energy body, once the chakras are removed and the kundalini is removed, it's free of any programming, and then I think other abilities will arise. Is that a good thought?
Well, this is the wife.
Hi there.
Hi. One thing that I would like to make clear: the removal of our limitations and the reclaiming of our sovereignty is a process. You know, to use Andrew Bartz's term, healing is a process, not an event. And, I mean, definitely getting one's chakras out is an event. And I personally have had other implants get activated and come up for removal since I had my chakras removed. Okay, so we proceed, you know, it didn't stop, you know, we didn't become fully liberated, able to ascend our bodies at a whim when our chakras came out. You know, we are still in a process along with everyone else, or presumably most of everyone else, of going through a process of ascension or removal of our limitations, reclaiming of our sovereignty, etc. So it is a big step. In terms of really having access to our own energy in its undiluted, unadulterated, if you will, form, from our, what we term our central core, or what some people term the sun star, various names for it, of the
core essence.
The core essence.
Core essence, yes.
That is what remains after the chakras are removed. And some people call it the singular chakra, but in a sense it's not, because chakra means wheel. And it's not a wheel. It's
right.
It's more like a sun, at least
right.
In my experience. So it
right.
doesn't have that kind of even circular spinning nature that a chakra has.
That's right.
It's more like a portal, a doorway.
And an energy source.
And it's an like, energy source. Yeah. It's like having a sun inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is our sun in our solar system is also a portal or a gateway. But yes, indeed, you know, having our own core essence is like having our sun inside of us, as opposed to a chakra, which is a vortex of energy that spins like a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And so although the central core may reside near where the old heart chakra was, its form is different.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the central core is actually, it's like a singularity, right?
Yeah.
A singularity, because this is the way you are emitting your light as a being, as a human being, through the cosmos where we live in.
Yes, and not only are you emanating, but you are also receiving the energy from your higher self, from source, through that central core.
Exactly.
That's like your connection. And for me, it's so much purer a connection. It's more a more pure experience of my being and of my source than with the chakras.
And besides that, I think also this image of having a central core inside your body or your light body is like the way people experience ET visitations, like a Pleiadian being standing in your room, emitting light from that core, shining like an angel.
I have not read that many descriptions, but that sounds good, like a good one. I'd like to think that that's the way it is. At least all of the guides, our benevolent ET friends, our light being friends that we communicate with, we've asked them if they've got chakras, and so far none of them do. At least, yeah, to this point. So none of the ones we've been talking to have chakras.
Right.
And that's just our experience.
But the whole thing is of being free, of being liberated from any programming, is very tempting for me. And if you're interested in this, having this programming released of chakras, kundalini, you can go to chakraremoval.com or Google chakra removal. And if you want to help me, yes, and if you want to help me to maintain the show, you can go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio, and there's a PayPal button there, and I will be very pleased with a kind donation, because this is a very expensive hobby for me. But my purpose is to bring the latest galactic news. And today we have Kundera on the show with his wife. And I just want to ask your wife, do you have a specific message for the listeners today?
Well, the one thing I had also thought to share about the Kundalini system, because we haven't talked about that much, is, you know, Kundera talked about the fierceness of the entities protecting the Kundalini system, usually more so than the chakra system. And the Kundalini system provides direct access to your central nervous system and control of our physical bodies is really intimately connected to the to that Kundalini system. I believe George Kavasilis called it the snake in our tree of life, if you will, because our nervous system, when you see it just as itself, looks, it has all these branches and trunks and limbs and things, and my personal experience is that is a crucial element as well, that there is pain and discomfort and lack of ease that really is from influence and manipulation through the Kundalini system.
Influence and manipulation by nefarious, malevolent beings.
Mm-hmm.
Not who do not have our highest good and well-being in mind.
Right.
In their intention. And, you know, having that also frees us from being susceptible to that type of control and manipulation. And we have had some very, you know, literally people who were being nothing short of tortured through their Kundalini system. And the torture stopped when the Kundalini system got dissolved.
Yes.
And it was a very powerful experience for us. And it was a lesson learned. And we are very grateful to the individuals who took on that experience for, I can't say it was simply the purpose of showing us the power of the Kundalini system, but it certainly made that impression on us. And those people are to be thanked and blessed for their service in enlightening us, if you will, about the role of the Kundalini system.
Because right now the role of the Kundalini system has played out, right?
Well, it certainly has for some people. You know, I mean, the chakras have had a benefit. They have been a part of the learning process. They have been a part of the separation game here. And my personal preference is we wrap this thing up. We wrap up this game of duality, return to unity consciousness, and function together as a civilization in unity. And I certainly believe that people can do that with their chakra system and Kundalini system in place. And I just know it's a lot easier for me to stay in that state, much easier, with that system gone, those systems gone. And if it isn't for you to have the Kundalini system and chakra systems removed, I would highly recommend the practicing of the unified chakra meditation, which unifies your chakras while they're and with practice, one can stay in that state, and it takes more effort and more attention, if you will, than without them. But it worked really well for me for, you know, 19 years to do the unified chakra meditation until this blessing showed up of actually getting all that removed. So there's workarounds.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
The unified chakra meditation, for those people who are interested, can be found on the cleaningwings.com website. There is a tab where the unified chakra meditation is listed. And that is kind of a guided visualization using the breath to unify each of the chakras all the way up, even including the chakras that are not in our bodies but are above our head and below our below the root chakra, and get them into a one unified ball of light within, through, and around our body. And it's a gets us close to the experience of what it's like to be without our chakras.
Yes. Well, I have to see how it unfolds for me, but I'm very curious, of course. By the way, for your information, Kundalini is from an IT background, from a scientific background.
Yes, well, project management. I did a lot of IT project management, network management, infrastructure, computer systems and servers, networks, storage devices. That's what I was doing for most of my adult life.
Well, he has to say anything. He wants to add to the conversation that that he wants to show that
that's our wonderful dog. We love her dearly. We call her our super golden light dog.
Yeah, she wants to tell the listeners she's there also.
Yeah, I was actually doing the IT project. In your IT project manager job until January of this year.
And then you had the real transformation, because when did your waking up started, your interest in spirituality and ET and first contact and the event?
Well, my interest in spirituality started when I was about, probably 14 years old.
Okay.
I left high school early. I tested out of high school to go live at a spiritual center, a community, and I left that and started to live at another spiritual, non-denominational Christian monastic order, and then I left that a little bit later and then started living in an ashram for a few years. So it started really young for me, but then, you know, I did get into the, you know, college and work world for a while and stayed interested in metaphysics and reading and various information. 6 years ago, I took a training, Ambassador to the Universe training, that was put on by Dr. Stephen Greer, who is pretty well known in the ET community or the disclosure community. Exactly. And since then, I had like five of these week-long, or attended five of these week-long Ambassador to the Universe trainings and some other shorter ones. And at these trainings, we make contact with ETs and invite them in using our consciousness to and remote viewing and vectoring the ETs into our location and then communicating with them. And the ETs will be present non-physically in the circle of people. And sometimes they will touch people and you can feel them when they touch you. Some people who have their multidimensional sight can see them walking around. And one of the functions of those trainings is for these joined up or connected or introduced to the people that go there. And the first training I was at, indeed, several ETs were introduced to me, and then, as my wife can attest, came back and introduced themselves to my wife, who is also very sensitive. And you could share that part of the story if you like.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden there's these.
And she wasn't with me at the training.
Yeah.
She was at home.
Right. Mm-hmm. There were these rather large numbers of non-physical beings surrounding our dwelling. It's like, okay, hi, what y'all doing here?
And why, yeah.
He's like, well, we just wanted to see where he lived.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
About the event and disclosure.
The event and disclosure, yes.
Yes. Well, I understand that disclosure is part of the event. So roughly, what can we say, how things are developing, what you can share, what you're allowed to share?
Well, my personal opinion, I resonate with what, the person named Cobra, or goes by the name of Cobra, talks about in terms of disclosure related to the event, and that disclosure of information will happen more after the event as the first thing. There'll be a lot more disclosure about what's been going on with ETs after the event. And then the actual landing of ET craft, physical manifestations of ET craft and mass landings and things like that won't happen until later. And it will happen gradually because people need time. Maybe you and I don't, but there's so many people out there, and they need to experience this more gradually to get used to it, and their physical bodies to get used to the idea of other types of species flying around so outside of their reality. So the idea is that the information will come out greatly, and then later, slowly, you know, there'll be individual sightings, physical sightings, you know, where not just sightings, because there's a lot of those now, but where they will land and introduce themselves to individuals or small groups of people, maybe in rural areas, you know, away from big cities where it won't cause too much disturbance. And then, you know, that will get into the media. And then the media will, when it's no longer controlled, be able to share these individual encounters with physical landings. And then later we'll start to, you know, after it's sort of gotten out and accepted more in the media, more in the public, then that's when we'll start to have much greater, you know, whether it be many craft starting to show up in the skies and around to where everybody can see them and everybody can interact with them. Regarding the event, some information from our guides. And is this the first one?
No.
That's nothing. And that we could share with the radio audience. And my wife, we wrote this information down. We're trying to find our guide has been giving us some bullet points from their perspective of the event. And I'd be glad to share that with your audience if you like.
I would love to.
The event is not simply a physical change in the ruling powers, but also a change in the non-physical control system. So that's key, that people will need to be aware of, that the change is happening at both the physical and non-physical areas of the control system. The domination control system will be changed. It will be removed. The next idea is that the event requires the participation of everyone including all physical and unembodied beings trapped here by the fragmentation of soul families. So it's both us, physically embodied people, and the people not embodied yet or who have, you know, are still trapped there, maybe, you know, left their bodies, you know, transitioned after their death and are still trapped within the matrix. It involves the participation of all of us. The event will provide everyone a new opportunity to establish the life of their free will's desire in alignment with Earth's path. So, yes, it provides that freedom that people are yearning and seeking, but in alignment with Earth's path. So no longer will there be this ability for people free will with all of this degradation of the planet.
And the final one we have received to this point, quote, the event is not a military operation, but rather it is an awakening of people to their true power of self-determination and awareness of greater realities. And I must say that for me, the alignment with Earth's path is the place where I feel a lot of passion, because for whatever reason, I feel that very deeply in my own being, that the Earth herself as a sovereign being has been kept from fulfilling her destiny, her purpose, her function by this domination and control system that has been imposed on her as well as on the Earth's people. And that's, it's my fire of purpose going, is the freeing of the planet herself along with her people, because the people are a part of her purpose, you know, that the freeing of her to pursue and fulfill her design and her destiny, that she has not been able to do that. And I have a lot of passion for participating in and co-creating that aspect of this process.
Yes, the event is the liberation for Mother Earth. Is something the Mother Earth herself, Gaia, has been waiting for a long time, but also humanity. And yes. I think it will be such a release. There will be such happiness amongst, first of all, amongst light workers, and later amongst the rest of the population once they understand what's going on. But it will be such a release, such a party that will be going on everywhere. It will be the greatest happiness, I know that, the greatest happiness that we will experience in this lifetime.
I agree. I'm expecting and hoping for that release and that relief that we all will be able to create. But it does have to come from every individual. Every individual needs to make a choice. We all need to choose our freedom, to choose our sovereignty, to choose to remove the shackles that we have allowed ourselves to be placed under. And this choice needs to be acted upon. We need to show our choice with our actions so that it to make it more to make that energy of our choice come forth into the world, into manifestation.
Yes. It's a conscious choice we have to make. And, I see that now so many people are working together in the world, united as one, with a positive attitude, and not to judge and to bring back unity. And this is spreading like a oil spill. It's going very fast now.
Maybe there's a better analogy. Or like a flood of water. But one thing that I wanted to share about the chakras and the chakra removal process or dissolving process, because you know that's really what happens with me, is that you know my energy dissolves them, is that it cannot be done without the full approval and agreement from a person's higher self. I cannot, even if the person wants to have their chakras removed, my energy will not flow, my dissolving energy will not flow into them to remove their chakras without the higher self's agreement, with their higher self's agreement. Their higher self needs to direct the process in terms of the sequence of... That's before we ever schedule anybody for a chakra removal session, we, with the person's permission, connect to that person's higher self and ask if now is an appropriate time for their chakras to be removed. And there have been a number of times when the answer has been no. And we've had to, and the person has had to wait. And there was one time where, you know, the answer was no. The person waited a couple months, checked in again, contacted us again, and sure enough, then the answer was yes. Mm-hmm. This is something that is that nobody needs to be afraid of, because again, you know, whether the chakras get removed or not is fully done in approval and agreement and directed by their own higher self.
Yes, I can testify to this. You have asked my higher self, and my higher self has answered today and giving you and your wife permission to do it. And there's no pressure or anything like this. It goes in a very natural way. And if your higher self says you're not ready, then you're not ready. So I think it's very correct to ask somebody's higher self to do this work on you, because the chakra system has been there for many incarnations, and this operation is, of course, something which is which needs very high responsibility and care,
But I can assure you that Kundera has given me the scare, and his wife as well. So there's not indeed nothing to be afraid of. But Google chakra removal, and you will find loads of information. And it's an amazing idea to get free of any limitations of programming. This is just where it's about, to be unified.
The other thing that I want, we dissolve the embodied chakras. So there are the seven chakras that most people are familiar with, from the root chakra through to the crown chakra. And then there are a few minor chakras. Those would be the primary or major chakras. There are a few minor chakras, one in each shoulder, and there are chakras, minor chakras in the hands and feet. Those get dissolved as well. What does not get dissolved are the chakras that are fifth or sixth dimensional above and below our body. So there are multiple chakras, spheres, if you will, of energy above our head. They do not get dissolved, as far as I have been able to experience and feel at this point.
Yeah, because those chakras are also our connection to the central galactic sun. Is that correct?
I don't know. What do you know?
To source.
My understanding of it is they're like different dimensions points. And you know, that they go up through the various dimensional layers as like a connecting point to that dimensional layer. Frankly, my central core frequently feels like I've got a great central sun in my chest.
Yeah. One shining light body.
Yes.
We are all one, and to emanate light from your core center, core portal, that's a new idea, and maybe a very old idea, but very interesting. So go to chakraremoval.com and see if you can plan a session with Kundera and his wife, and they will help you in a very gentle and polite way.
Thank you.
Yes. I'll be back on Sunday on findingvoicesradio.com at 11 a.m. Pacific time, which will be 1 p.m. Eastern time and 1900 hours Central European time. And we'll be speaking soon again, my friends, on BBS Radio next week on Thursday. I'll see if I can have a very interesting guest. The show must go on, so I need donations. bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. There's a PayPal button there, and you can give a kind donation. Kundera and your wife, you are so blessed. And it was an amazing show again. And unfortunately, time has run out. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your service and for your beautiful knowledge that you have shared with the listeners.
You're very welcome. We thank you, and we thank the listeners.
Thank you all.
And I want to say now, have a very wonderful morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you're listening from, and hope that the event will happen soon. Namaste.
Yes.
Namaste and love and light to all.